and out of our hands. Get into a comfortable position in your chair. You might be cross-legged. You might have both of your feet on the floor. Try to keep your spine nice and straight to start, at least. And we're bringing our consciousness and our awareness and all of our oneness into the present moment. And we start taking some nice, deep breaths together. Rhythmically with one another, breathing in and breathing out. And as we continue to breathe, we notice that we are indeed building this beautiful golden white light in the center of the room. This is the same golden white light that we have created in Glendale. Same golden white light that protects us thoroughly and completely as a group. That surrounds us and moves in and through each of us, healing us, harmonizing us, balancing us at the physical level, the mental level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level. And as you continue to breathe deeply, I invite and give thanks for all of those who join us today. I give thanks to Lord Lanto, who speaks on the Council of Nine. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, I invite you at this time to step out of your bodies, in your spiritual body, in your Merkaba, whatever feels comfortable for you. Step out of your body. And us as a group, we move into this beautiful pillar of light in the center of the room. And as we step into it, it takes us deep into Hollow Earth. And as it delivers us to Hollow Earth, we find those who are there to greet us, welcome us, thank us for being there. And we notice that there are a ring of chairs close to a meadow, in the midst of the meadow. You can see waters all around us and hear them singing. You can see beautiful colors in this environment. And we take our place in our seat. And we give thanks for the arrival of Lord Glanto, who is there to share with us. And we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our very essence to his message. And we know that as before, in each of the trips, in each of our activities, we are more and more open to the newness that we are creating. Good afternoon. I am the one known as Lord Lanto. And as this one sees us as 120 feet high, encircling all of you with my robe, like chicks under the mother hen, know that I have been keeping you in my care, keeping you in my love, as have so many of the masters. Throughout the time of the beginning of this group, tens of thousands of years ago. If you read of me, you see me pictured as a short person with many burdens. But the ascended master's view of me is one who is tall and bearded, Asian and yet not, for I come from many worlds. And I take from the messages yesterday that each of you has received, and I give you thanks for your service. But even more, we are here to continue on your preparation for the next steps. We know that so many are concerned about whether or not you individually will know what you are to do and where you are to go. We assure you that by the end of this evening, you will have no doubt of the reality that you are moving toward, of the images, the people, the places, the duties that you have taken upon yourself for the future. Each and every one of you has grown and evolved in the past 2 years within this group so magnificently. All and everyone in this group has been before the Council of Nine. The Council of Nine who meets in Tibet, who has handed you your robes of evolution. The Council of Nine who sits to speak with you individually. Yes, all of these things are to be revealed to you. And we have come to share day by day, step by step, the path that you are on. We would say to the one named Bob, we are glad to have you with this group and moving forward on the path which you have taken on. We say to the one Amy, who is also a new member, a new person in this group, but all those who are here know that you are part of this group and feel comfortable with you, and we believe you feel comfortable with them. And there are more coming. There are more people who will come, more people who will hear, more people for you to be of service to. And as we were eavesdropping this day, and our sister Natalie asked the question about, will we know how to get in touch with one another after the wave? That is not a concern, because everyone will be united so much more in the way that they communicate and understand their role and their purpose, how they are a cell in the oneness of humanity. You will not only know how to get in touch with your friends, your co-workers here upon the planet. We will be reaching a new crescendo, using that term. We'll have new people to service and to work with. And to give you a picture, it is almost as if you are the lighted ones, the ones who are aware and have the light shining within and upon them. And those who used to come to service are like dead people. Dead people that you awaken and remove their shroud. Open their eyes that they may see. Open their eyes that they may share in the oneness of the new world. All these things and so much more we have been preparing you for. Gave us great pleasure last night to see the joy upon your faces and the joy in your laughter about the visions that were provided for you in the heavens. Do not think for one moment that you are alone in this. We have told you over the last numbers of weeks and even months that archangels, ascended masters, galactics have all been a part of this group. You are all part of us. And all that unfolds is no more than a homecoming for you with those with whom you have served before and shared before. We wish to touch your hearts deeply, to place within each of your hearts a dream, a seed for that which is unfolding. And that which will take place tonight, and the completion of this weekend, will be a part of that seed taking bloom. Part of that seed coming to life and sharing its essence with you. And we know this is covered, admired in questions. We know that we give you not the full picture, but parts. And that is the joy of finding the reality, finding what you came to do. Do you feel the excitement that we feel? Do you feel the joy that we feel? You have done such a good job, my friends. A great job, my friends. I am proud to have been one who has continued to hold you under my robe and allow you to taste of the world in pieces. For I am one who has held all of you within my heart, within my care. And even though my first arrival at your first, no, it was your second events, was a mystery. It was a mystery that has continued to unfold. And today it is my pleasure to share with you my cousin, as I call him, Ashtar. Ashtar has been before with you, and he wishes to share with you information about the world and the night. Thank you and bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, all of you who are in this room, who are on the telephonic devices, who are reading and are listening to these words, thank you. Thank you for being the light. Thank you for holding the light. We come to you with gladness, with great expectations. Expectations such as you have. It's expectations about all of that which is unfolding. This particular weekend has been well laid out for you and divinely planned. All of you responded very positively to the show that was given to you this last evening. Many of you see this with your blind eyes, they say, with your eyes through which you see. Now it was more through that third eye through which you see. This weekend has been about ascendance. This weekend has been about opening parts of your being that had not been opened. This weekend has been about being ready and prepared for the way. Prepared through channelings, prepared for conversations, prepared through a TV movie, prepared through all of the activities, prepared through preparation of those who serve this particular group. This particular group we know is held in the deep heart and esteem of our brother Sananda. Held in esteem for Lady Nada. Held in esteem for all of those who have come to share with you. The world is opening. Many a long time ago, I talked about how light bulbs were going off around the globe. Light bulbs of enlightenment and understanding and awakening. The globe is now very light, for the darkness is lit by the light. And the light banishes the darkness. That has been happening. And as the lights have come on around the planet, more and more areas have awakened. Many of the social issues that have come upon you, Monsanto, droughts, dreadful storms, tsunamis, all of these have opened the hearts of compassion of mankind. It has moved those who had not moved one iota into an opposite position of being open and active. This has enabled so many upon the planet, so many of those from Agartha, so many of those from the ships to come together to rid the planet of those who have been holding you back in treacherous ways. This is indeed a time to be happy. And with all of the advancements that you have had this weekend, James as well has been given a hint of what we expect to share with you tonight. We hope that the energy maintains itself high enough that we are able to have shuttlecraft come down into your atmosphere and bring those of your group above to experience with us life, handshaking, hugging, heart time. This is our goal. This is what we want you to see and to imagine. This is what we want you to know. We have been very excited to be sharing with this group. And with all of those who have come to share with you, to teach you, to keep you in safe arms. We chuckle sometimes when some of you who are aboard ships now in diverse life plans, life lines, and you have your strengths, and you are all about the flight and the exploration. And then we come back to this timeline, this dimension, and we see you a bit lost. This is not who you are. You are not lost in any way, shape, or form. You are divine beings doing divine work in multiple levels and multiple channels. And when this wave comes upon the planet that opens all parts of you in brand new ways, those in this group will have had this experience of being prepared for the wave. And will not have the same experiences as others who are being hit with truth for the first time. We are proud of you. We love you. And we will see you this evening if everything unfolds exactly as we planned. We're going to allow the one Ashira to come through. We are here to answer questions, Lord Lanto and I, but we will be speaking through her. So we will allow questions now. Thank you. We will be with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Ashira. Seems strange to be asking for questions. It's now become one who serves role. Got spoiled. Let me ask, are there any questions from those who are here or on the phone? If anything that Lord Lanto or Ashtar had talked about brings up questions for you, they are here and I will be speaking with them.
I have a question. This is Natalie.
Yes, Natalie.
I wanted to know, maybe due to excitement and impatience, but is there anything that we can find a little bit more in terms of how we're going to meet our mentors? Is there anything that we can find out a little bit more today?
You know, the mentors have been given to you in earlier times here on the planet. Many of the mentors have been speaking in the ears of those of this in the group in the circle. And so it is a function of frequency. After the wave, you will be able to see those mentors, talk to them more easily. They will be visiting you, they will be visiting others in your family, they will be visiting each one upon the planet. Each one will have their own, and that will be a preparation for being able to figure out the life that will take place, how to do things, how to manifest things, how to move about the planet in energetic ways, how to speak differently, how to think differently, how to bring your world into a better balance, and how to allow yourselves the evolution that allows for that experience to open for you. It does not happen in a moment. And while the changes may start in a moment, there is going to be work to do, and your blessed mentors are there to answer your questions, dear Natalie. Do not worry. Does that answer your question, dear?
Yes, thank you.
Bless you. James, this is an opportunity for you to have a question if you wish.
I know, I've been trying to think of one and I can't think of anything right now. I'm sorry.
I have a question in regards to all of the changes. This is Diana.
Yes.
That are going to be coming forward. And I often wonder how we would band together, or even if we would band together as a group, in order to distribute our energies and as a group to help people, not just on our individual basis within our communities and our people around us, but as a group. Would we come together as a group to do some work?
You are so dear. Sananda Brooke visited last night and spoke of the 12 of 12. That is part of the role, is rolling up one's sleeves and working in the trenches and learning about how to move forward to grow this exponentially across the planet, and helping people figure out, again, in much in the way of mentors, but to various people and helping various people how to function in the new world in the most healthy and positive ways. You will find that there will not be many, there will not be thoughts of discouragement, there will be not thoughts of destruction. You will not have those kinds of thoughts in the world, but there will still be opportunities to cleanse the planet, to cleanse the environment. And there will be those of you in this group who decide to move onto the ships and move out of the planet or move into Hollow Earth. So the 12 of 12 is part of the system that has been set up for those who would like to stay and work upon the surface with their fellow humans. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Is it true, though, it's those that choose to stay, it's after a bit of rest and relaxation, R&R?
Yes, sir.
I've heard that before.
Yes, you will have the opportunity. It is not something that you immediately need to get into, because you will be in a different state of mind. But the idea of playing with one's family if they choose, one's beloved if they choose, by themselves if they choose, we realize that this has been a long, hard road. And we would not stop anyone from enjoying some nice R&R. You may even decide to go on ships for R&R, or go to Hollow Earth for R&R. There are times to be able to be quiet, to be able to dance, to be able to have ritual. There are times for all of these things, and yet there is no time. Does that answer your question,
yes,
James?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Bless you.
This is Natalie again. I have a question concerning the planets aligning. And I know that we spoke about it with some of the group. And is there anything that we need to know? Is there anything that will interrupt the plan? in terms of what's happening in terms of the planets?
This is another situation that we would advise you to just let it go. Let it be. As not to do with the great plans for this planet. It is a celestial event. There are many who read evil into this. Mm-hmm. But you are now focused on the good, the light, the love. And anything that would come from the alignment is merely going to grow in the energy that is already moving forward in light and love. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bless you.
I have a question. This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hello. So my question is about different, like, lineages, heritage, and going on different ships to different systems. Is it possible that there is, like, hybridization? So to think that you're from maybe the Pleiades or from Sirius and you may have a blend, do you get to go to anywhere you want to go? Or is there a certain mission that's set forth? Or is it all free will? I guess just a little more clarity around that. Like, where do you go?
Wouldn't that be fun? Just figuring out all of that?
Yeah.
We would share with you, Barbara. Think of the soul that is immortal. Think of the soul that has experiences on many planets, including this one. Think of a soul that has had experience in a physical life as a hybrid, and then moved out of that life. Think of a soul that's had an experience of being a tree in this planet, or an elemental. Think of a soul as being immortal. You will have the experience that you chose to have and will choose to have because it has been determined before you came into this life. And that awareness and understanding of why and where will be made clear to you after that wave hits, after the clarity comes. Your family may come to greet you in the meantime and say, welcome, we love you. We are glad you are home. Or your family may not, and you have a clarity that you are to stay here and serve in another function. All of these are different for every being upon the planet. It does not matter if one is Pleiadian or Sirian or any other type of extraterrestrial, because in truth, the soul is immortal and has had many different experiences. And so the picture is big, the picture is different for each one, but the clarity will be in your heart of what to do when the time comes. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, bless you. Not that frightening, the three of us. We enjoy visiting with you. Hearing no more, feeling no more questions. I love this group.
We love you.
It is, thank you. This has been such a pleasure to share this journey. This has been such a pleasure to share this times that we have shared with Lord Sananda, with Lady Nada, with one who serves, with all who have served with us and shared the times with us, who have planned with us and have manifested for you through the others. This evening will be a great culmination of this weekend's events. Each person has had an important role to play and will be ever more so important. you will continue to see people come into the group, and you will see people leave from the group for no other reason other than they are not at the same place as you. For as we told you the very first day when we did the opening, this weekend has changed you. This weekend changes you more by the end of this evening and the time of leaving tomorrow. This has been a time of preparation, of opening you, of feeling you, of speaking to you in your ear, to exchange energy, to light up your DNA reconstruction, to bring on more karmic, more chakra connections. This is a time that we have come to you with open hearts to share the laughter and the joy with you. The next steps over the next weeks will be filled with questions. It was important for the group to come together this weekend because as things in the 3D world continue to unravel, we want you centered. We want you to call on us if you have a moment of discrepancy, trying to get a sense of what is correct in what you read, you hear. We are here to be your guides. We are here as friends. We are here as brothers and sisters. And all of us are here to continue to help you in the moments of revelation that come about. There are times that information just does not matter. It just doesn't matter. Go with the flow, as one who serves is so fond of saying. These will not be times to discern, to chew, to masticate, to discern. These will be times to know. Know who you are. Know how you have been prepared. Have faith as you move into the future. And know us and our intentions for you. Because we long for the moment where we start our dancings and partying with you. For sharing in the joy and the love. Sharing in the joy that the time has now made its shift. And we are ready for the new future that we all walk into together. We bless you with love and peace. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.